Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. But like all good things, they must come to an end. It is the 27th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. I gotta say, a lot of mobile phone news. It's officially back, and it's not officially what the rumor said it was going to be. Nonetheless, the Nokia 3310 has entered our futuristic world. Now, what I mean by the rumors weren't completely true, well, this phone is not completely like the original. A little more stylish now, a few more colors now, too. But you still got the nostalgic midnight blue and silver gray. But now we've got yellow and red to go along with it. And unlike the original, this one's actually going to have a 2-megapixel camera. Woohoo! You're also going to have an MP3 player on board with this thing, but probably the most important thing that we need nowadays is battery life. You get 22 hours of talk time on the thing now. The only thing left to know is, if it's run over by a tank, will it survive? Staying in the nostalgia vibe, we move from Nokia on over to the other big boy, at least 20 years ago, BlackBerry. Although, as far as the nostalgia goes, it's only really the name now. Yes, one of the bigger announcements unveiled over there at the Mobile World Congress was the BlackBerry, and of course TLC teaming up to give you the BlackBerry Key One. If that doesn't sound familiar to you, well, the Key One was actually called Mercury to begin with, so they decided on a name change. So what are you going to be getting on the Key One? Well, imagine this, you're going to be getting keys, yes, physical keys, along with a 4.5-inch LCD display, promising a resolution of 1620 by 1080. The camera is a lot better than what's on the Nokia we just talked about ago. It's 12 megapixels and actually uses a Sony sensor. Yeah, again, though, who cares all about that? This thing has a real keyboard, which will appeal to a lot of people probably still. Yeah, maybe. That physical keyboard, of course, fits a little bit below the screen, and the keys will be touch-sensitive with a lot of neat tricks, they're saying. You can use the keys to actually scroll the screen. You can also assign each key a certain shortcut if you like. And get this, there is a fingerprint sensor on the phone. It's on the spacebar. Of course, where else would it be? Now, of course, the operating system is running Android, and underneath the hood, you got a Qualcomm Snapdragon 625 processor. I know all this comes down to price. How much is it? Well, it's $549. And supposedly, we'll be shipping sometime in April. So yeah, cheaper than the Prev, but maybe not cheap enough. Assistant. Yes, we all thought that the little assistant was only going to be coming to, say, if you had a Pixel. Nah, you've just got to have 6.0 Marshmallow and up. Yes, Google has officially announced that its AI will make its way into Android 6.0 Marshmallow and up. And you can expect this rollout starting this week. Now, we're going to start seeing the rollout just like in Google fashion. It'll start in the U.S., then it'll make its way over to Australia, Canada, and the U.K., with Germany being the next on the list. And, of course, Google is promising more countries and, of course, more languages will start to be added throughout the year. And finally, some non-cell phone news. Well, this all has to do with scientists can't make up their friggin' mind. You remember a few years ago when we decided to say, screw you, Pluto, you're not a planet. Well, it seems the scientists might be regretting that now a little bit. Yeah, it seems the scientists now have a proposal to make Pluto a planet once again. Alan Stern, he's the principal investigator of NASA's New Horizons mission to Pluto, so no conflict of interest here, has formed a team charged with redefining what makes a planet, stating that a planet is a substellar mass body that has never undergone nuclear fusion. He goes on to say a whole bunch of other little stuff, too, that I'm not going to get to because I don't comprehend it. Basically, to get down to the elementary point of it, planets should be round in shape that are smaller than stars. Okay. Unfortunately, given this scenario, that would make 110 planets in our solar system. And trying to get school kids to remember 110 planets. Yeah, I can barely remember 12. I have a little suggestion for the science community out there. Let's just let bygones be bygones. Pretend it never happened and just make Pluto a planet again. Problem solved. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website of the British Tech Network. Get on over there. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there. Check out our blog and review sections, too, while you're over there. Also, you can find links to us all other places on the interwebs. Of course, our Facebook page. Give us a like over there, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN Slack room. That's where the community is at. That's where you should join us. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. NokiaAutoRepair.com. The new show, of course, will be returning for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Probably more cell phone news. But until then, kick back, put your feet up on the desk, and say, whew, it's Monday. I'll do my work tomorrow. And thank you, as always, for listening.